Thank you very much, Ed. As now we are listening to very useful interactive discussions on how to discuss the element of the GG recommendation based upon that past work, allow me to make a brief intervention on the semantic issues. The U.S. delegation has just stressed the importance to maintain and build up, maintain the agreed language before and build them up. Japan would like to reiterate that Japan is also of a view that it is utmost importance to at first maintain to find out the relevant agreed language and build upon what we can do on top of it. Yes, indeed. I see a lot of point in Filipino or other colleagues that we should improve what we have achieved, and Japan is more than willing to take part in discussion to develop and upgrade and develop and improve what we have already done. But at the same time, in order to do that, it is necessary to have a good discussion to achieve the common understanding on the additional part in order to make it additional consensus. If not, we have to go back to the consensus and try to formulate the recommendation based upon this consensus, the elements with the, which garner the consensus in this group. Therefore, as for the section 4, I appreciate that most of the elements composed of the past agreed language in the 2019 conclusions or guiding principles, but there are several changes. There are several differences between the presented wordings and the 2019 conclusions and guiding principles see on other relevant areas. I understand that Japan, our delegation has stated that Japan appreciates the chair's proposal of the draft, which mainly composed of the agreed language. But at the same time, Japan would further appreciate if there are any change which is caused by the editorial purposes, because what changes caused by the context, it will be most grateful, we will appreciate very much if the chair can explain how, on what reason you have made an amendment or the changes in drafting, in making this draft change. On what reason, how do you change the agreed language, And in this regarding sections as a support, I would still benefit if you can do the same thing. And for this section 4, two specific comments. First one is the human control in para 1 and para 2. As some members have stated, from the 2018 and 2019 GG meetings, it is quite clear that there are several views which are not compatible with human control, which means that human control is not consensus language. Therefore, it is better to work on what we can do upon it, such as replacing control to involvement to others. Second point is that, just like other sections of documents, Japan is of a view that still there are a lot of areas for further discussion in order to garner the more understanding of the international community. As for the human controls, the joint proposal done by together with Australia, Canada, UK and US, we are proposing two elements as a further recommendation for further two works. They are articulating how well established international legal principle of responsibility applies the use of emerging technology in the area of laws, and identifying good practice at various stages of the life cycle to help ensure accountability in military operation involving the use of emerging technology in the area of laws. The need to work upon those specific issues might be worth considering to be included in this part of the document. Thank you very much.